You're listening to SBS News. At New Year's celebrations on Brazil's Copacabana Beach, Reveler Marcio outlined his hopes for 2019.
I want this year to be a year for peace, for coming together, and a lot of prosperity. For Brazilians to understand that they need to come together so that things can start to work out for us.
Things haven't been working out so well in Brazil of late, with the country suffering one of its worst recessions. In his inaugural speech, President Jair Bolsonaro told the country improving Brazil's economic fortunes is a priority.
We are going to instill trust in our brand by ushering in a free market. The government will not spend more than it brings in by way of taxes. We will carry out structural reforms that will be necessary for the financial health and sustainability of our public accounts.
Jair Bolsonaro served 7 terms in Brazil's lower house of Congress before being elected president last October. Before entering politics, he served as a military paratrooper. Corruption has flourished in the country, and President Bolsonaro says he's determined to tackle it.
Free it up from corruption, crime, economic irresponsibility, and ideological submission. We have before us an opportunity, a unique opportunity for us to rebuild our country and to return hope to our fellow countrymen. I'm certain that we will face huge challenges, but that we will have the wisdom to hear the voice of the people, and we will be successful in our undertakings.
President Bolsonaro has a history of making controversial remarks. He's endorsed the use of torture, told a female politician he wouldn't rape her because she wasn't worthy of it, and has referred to himself as a proud homophobe who would rather have a dead son than a gay son. A few days before his election, he signed a commitment to the Catholic Church that he would promote marriage as the union between a man and a woman. President Bolsonaro has the support of United States President Donald Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been on a state visit to Brazil.
Mr. Bolsonaro also said this: I will move the embassy to Jerusalem. It's not a question of if, just a question of when. President Trump said the same thing. He moved the embassy, and President Bolsonaro would move the embassy as well. He accepted my invitation to visit Israel in the coming months, and he's going to do it, he said, by March. And I look forward to receiving him with the same spirit and the same brotherhood that he received me and that you are receiving us.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.